Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is January the 5th in the year 2011, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's the first show of the new year. Our topic today is ADHD, JST Coach Training Program, and with us today in our virtual studio is repeat guest Jody Sleeper Triplett. And we're going to get to her in a second, introduce her, and talk about her training program. Before we do so, I just want to remind our listeners, particularly the ones on iTunes, that you can preview upcoming episodes by going to attentiontalkradio.com, and that's attentiontalkradio.com. Not only can you preview our schedule, but you can also access archive episodes. Also, if you're one of those people who don't like checking websites and you want our schedule to come to you, you can go to Attention Radio. That's without the talk, attentionradio.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter, and we will actually send the schedule directly to you and keep you informed of special promotional events and, in some cases, sneak previews to upcoming episodes. I also want to jump into this week's weekly ADHD update. The next ADD resource teleconference is organizing with ADD throughout the new year. That's with Holly Graff. That's going to be Tuesday, January the 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more, go to addresources.org for information. Next up, the ADHD Coaches Organizational 2011 conference is being held in Chicago, April the 29th to May 1st. For more information on that, go to ADHDcoaches.org. The AD Diva Network is having an informational session called Bring It On this January the 17th. For more information on that, go to ADDIVA.net. And then, let's see, the ADD Attention Deficit Disorder Association Spring Webinar is still in development and hasn't been posted. We'll announce that when that comes out, but if you continue to go to ADD.org, watch for announcements there. I'm sure that stuff will be up soon. And then last but not least, I wanted to announce that the CHAD annual conference has been scheduled. It's going to be in Orlando from November the 10th to the 12th this year, so mark your calendars. And if you want some more information on that and you'll start planning for it, just go to chadd.org. So that's it for the ADHD update. So now let's get into the meat of the show. With us tonight is Jody Sleeper Triplett. She's a master certified coach and a senior certified ADHD coach. She's the president of JST Coaching LLC. Jody spent the past 12 years providing premier coach training and coaching service focused on youth and ADHD. JST Coaching offers the first coach training program focused on the intricacies of coaching teens and college students with ADHD. She's the co-chair of the coaching track at the annual CHAD conference and is co-founder of the Institute for Advancement for ADHD Coaches. She's completed her coach training at the Coaches Training Institute, Success Unlimited Network, Catalyst Coaching, and the American Coaching Association. She's currently the director of training at the EDGE Foundation, an organization devoted to providing coaching for children, adolescents, and young adults. So with all that, that's a mouthful, but with that, welcome to the show, Jody.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
Just a little bit of plug for those that are listening to the show. We actually, Jody and I, did a show about a month ago talking about coaching teens and also managing the parents. So for those that are interested in that, you might kind of go back and listen to that show because I think you might find it of interest. Jody, before we kind of get into your coach training program, I wanted to ask you if you could just share with listeners, how did you get into coaching originally?
Sure. And it actually directly connects to my coach training programs, is that I started coaching after I was working with children in my son's elementary school, kids who weren't being properly taken care of because of their ADHD. And I found myself doing some on the side coaching as a parent volunteer and realized that I could actually do this and reach more kids by becoming a coach.
Excuse me a second.
I can keep talking, Jeff. What?
Just something went down. Hang on a second. Okay, there we go. And getting into coaching, it's kind of fun since I was trained at the Coaches Training Institute as well,
mm-hmm.
and that's just basic kind of life coaching. And we're talking about ADHD coaching here tonight, and clearly that there's a difference in the coaching because of the ADHD, but can you tell us a little bit more about, from your perspective and your training program, what people should keep in mind when they think about ADHD coaching? How is it different, and how do you approach it differently, or do you?
I do. I see ADHD coaching as a subset of life coaching, and there's an overlap in a lot of the skills that we use. We're all using powerful questioning, good listening skills, really making sure that we hold our clients accountable. The client is in charge of the process, so the client makes the choices. The coaches don't tell the clients what to do, and together we have a partnership. And that's in any coaching relationship. We design the partnership with our clients for our clients, not for them, meaning that it's the agenda and the partnership that the client wants. So we help them to create that. The difference is when we have clients with ADHD, and in my area of specialty working with young people, it can be very difficult for them to make choices, or maybe they've never had an opportunity to do that before, or their executive functioning issues and their attentional problems get in the way of their ability to sit down, set goals, and plan. So we do things a little more directive in ADHD coaching. So there might be more brainstorming, or maybe I'm making a few suggestions to say, well, gee, it sounds like you might want to go in this direction. Am I understanding that correctly? You know, let's try this, or take a look here, or what is it that we need to deal with around your ADHD and other issues? So that you don't do that in life coaching. In life coaching, I'm not going to be talking about what's going on in the neurobiology of the brain, whereas in ADHD coaching, in order to effectively coach, we need to address that.
Mm. You used the word directive a second ago, which is kind of intriguing to me. Can you describe what you mean a little bit more, directive? Is that just like explaining some of the neurobiology and stuff that's kind of going on, or is it more like, okay, let's start here?
It's a combination of both, because truly there are some people who don't know where to start. So it was a great example of let's start here, of, you know, might we start here? Would it be okay with you if we started here? Because there are times when I will ask a client a question, and it's not just that they need time to process and answer it. They have no idea at that moment what to say or where to start. So we might, it's like priming the pump.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of saying, okay, so let me throw a few things in there and see if we might, get things started. So it's not that I'm telling the client what to do. It's making more suggestions and also helping them to find ways to answer it, even imagining, well, gee, if you did know the answer, let's just pretend, and what might it be? Things like that that can help people to get a sense, or what have you noticed other people do? For those who need help with their skills. So there are many ways to use those life coaching questions, those basic coaching questions, in ADHD coaching, while understanding that there are going to be times when clients are just stuck, and
yep.
we want to help them get unstuck.
I'm glad it's reassuring to me from my own coaching practice that you're saying some of that stuff, because I find that those with ADD sometimes, basically in the coach. CTI model, Coach Training Institute, all the clients are created naturally resourceful and whole, and they have their own answers. And it seems to me it works the same with ADD, but I find that a lot of times ADDers are overwhelmed with all the options, and sometimes you have to give them a little bit of a template. They'll customize it, make it their own, or they'll completely change it, but it gives them a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the overwhelmingness out of it and gives them, like, okay, here's something kind of concrete as a place to begin and kind of build on.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your particular program and what makes it special.
Sure. My coach training program, and I have a few of them, but the one that most people know about is the coaching teens and college students with ADHD. The reason that it's special to me because it gives me an opportunity to help people reach young people, to be able to find out how to coach youth and really learn to connect with clients who are younger than what we would normally, or not normally, on average, coach training is all about coaching adults. So this is something that's very unique, working with young people. And so what I find that makes it different is that we are focused on youth, but we're also looking at how do we work with young people so that we have a better impact on the family. And as we talked about in our last show together, Jeff, the idea of dealing with parents. So oftentimes people will come to my training saying, well, I know how to work with teenagers. I get that part, but how do you deal with the parents? So in the training, we're doing role-playing. We're talking about it. They have reading materials and everything that's linked lesson by lesson on how do we manage the process for the parents as well as for the young client, and where do you set the boundaries? Who's really the client, depending on the age and the expectations? And then the other piece of it is setting up an agreement, something I call a personal coaching agreement that's designed to help each person set up a unique program for setting goals, action steps, and rewards for meeting those goals, which really help with the younger clients. And all of that is just different and unique in comparison to any other program out there in the world.
Interesting, interesting. But I tell you what, Jody, what I'd like to do is I'd like to run to a commercial break right now. When we get back, I want to just inform our listeners about your relationship with EDGE and kind of what that means, and then kind of get into the meat of your program a little bit more. So with that, if you guys will just bear with us, we'll be right back.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio. News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Flying into life's storms with ADD can leave you swirling in chaos, feeling lost and alone. But Steve Gundy is here to say you're not alone, and there's a horizon waiting for you. Steve Gundy Coaching Practice, LLC, at 574-855-1800 provides the necessary support and tools you need to maneuver your way through the storms of life. Call Steve today at 574-855-1800 and schedule your free 30-minute session. That's 574-855-1800. Fly through life storms to a new horizon.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today, we're with Jody Sleeper Triplett talking about JST Coach Training Program. And, Jody, I alluded this to before the break, but I want to highlight this right now. The EDGE Foundation is an organization that was founded to kind of support ADHD coaching, to get some research on it, and also to raise some funds for youth that could use coaching. Without going to that, because we have a show on that. If you go out and look at our archives in December, you can learn more about the EDGE Foundation. But can you speak to your role as the, for lack of a better term, aren't you the training ex?
I'm the training director, but basically what my role is with EDGE is that when I created the JST coaching program, the 30-hour class for coaching teens and college students, I had already been in contact with the founders of EDGE before EDGE existed. And so when the foundation started and they were looking for a way to have a model for training coaches, they came to me and said, well, we want you to be involved in the organization. would you be interested in doing the training or do you want to do something else? I said, you've got to be kidding me. Of course I want to do the training. This is my love and my heart's work, and I was really excited about it. And to be honest with you, as I talked to the people involved at that time, Nancy Rady, Patty Quinn, now we have Rob Tedesco as the executive director, that and Sarah Wright was there before, that we all talked about, well, where else are you going to go? And so it's really not even a matter of – it was a, of other people to connect to. At that point in time, 4 or 5 years ago, there wasn't any other program like mine, and honestly, there still isn't. So what happened there is that I became the director of training more in name only, but all the courses that are taught for the EDGE Foundation, all the training programs, specifically ADHD training programs, are taught through my company. So
they have
to take those courses in order to become EDGE coaches.
And here's why I bring this up, and here's why I think it's important, and is that the EDGE Foundation has done some research on the effectiveness of ADHD coaching, and the coach training, the coaches that were involved in that, the training that they went through for consistency was based off of your program, correct?
Correct.
And for the listeners out there, I want to drive this home. One of the reasons why I wanted to have Jody on here is one of the purposes of the show is to bring awareness to pay attention to attention, but also to a rising tide lifts all boats and helps everybody out there in the community. And the mere fact that this particular coach training program was involved with the EDGE Foundation, it was used in a scientific study that actually has documented that ADHD coaching does help, I think, does a couple things. Number one, it's great to know that we have the research that say there's something there, but also it lends a lot of credibility to the program that you've built.
Thank you. And that's – it really is – it's amazing to look at the research, to know that this is the work that I've created. But the big thing, Jeff, as you know, and we heard it when the research was released at CHAD, is it works.
Mm-hmm.
We all know. Those of us who are coaches know that coaching works. But to have scientific proof and to know that what I've believed in for years, there's proof positive, and that the kids are finding that they can make a difference in their own lives through coaching, it's incredible.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
So if, let's say, one of our listeners is really interested in your program, what type of commitment are we talking about? How long in the class? Well, what's the duration of each class, and for how many weeks or months do you go through the program?
Okay. It's a 30-hour program, so it's 15 weeks, and it gives you continuing ed credits that can be used either for ICF or IAC, depending on what you want to do. It's basically you get 30 hours of ADHD coaching credit or 30 hours of ICF regular life coaching credit. So during that time, it's 2 hours a week. It's a teleclass. And so your time commitment is the 2 hours a week plus after class, sometime during the week, we really encourage you to connect with a coaching buddy that you're set up with so that you can talk over the class, do practice together. Certainly you can do your own coaching on the side if you want to do practice coaching, take on some pro bono clients. And the only other part that takes time in terms of commitment is the reading. There's some wonderful reading materials. They're all on the website so you can know in advance what books you need. And the reason for that is not only to help you get a sense of what's going on with ADHD and youth with ADHD, to look at children's, teens, and young adults and how it differs from working with adult clients with ADHD, but also it helps you to build a library that's a great reference and resource for later. That's what a lot of people tell me. So there really isn't there's just that 15 weeks, then you get a certificate at the end. It does not make you a certified coach. It gives you hours towards certification. So I want to make sure that's clear, that we're working on larger programs, but right now you'd take the course with my company and then go and take life coaching, put it together, and voila, that's what an EDGE coach is, for example.
Excellent. One of the things, and feel free to jump in here, but this is an editorial comment for me. A lot of people out there who are thinking about coaching, you can go read the books and stuff, and you can kind of gain the knowledge, but it's really a skill, and it's a skill that needs to be practiced and developed. And, Jody, you said you sit through the class 2 hours for the 15 weeks, and then when you're not on the call, you can get it like a coaching buddy, stuff like that, and get pro bono clients. To me, that's you learn that knowledge, and the application is in the Apple coaching your buddy or actually coaching some other people. And if you're interested in the program, I would encourage you to go into and jump in and coach everybody that you can, because that's really how you learn. Would
Definitely.
You agree?
Definitely. And there are some nuances to working with younger clients. One of the difficulties with the practice, but we have fun with it, is we don't bring kids into class to practice on. That's unethical. We wouldn't do it. So we get to role play. You know, I get to be a teenager again. Don't want to do it for too long because it wasn't necessarily all fun. But we play with that because we really want to get everyone in the class to understand it in the same way as we do role plays of being the nasty parent or being the upset parent, the concerned parent. You know, how do you coach that? How do you manage that and really keep yourself going with your client who happens to be a 15 or 16-year-old? So there are a lot of things that we work on in practice in class and then what we record or require outside of class, which make a difference. And we have classes for coaches, for people who aren't coaches yet, who are non-coaches just starting, and we're launching one in Spanish, which is really exciting. So we're
Wow.
reaching the Latino community, and this will be our pilot course starting in February. So if anyone out there knows people who would much prefer to learn it in their own language, in Spanish, we have it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. Well, I tell you what, I want to go to another break real quick. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of your motivational approaches, all right?
Okay.
We'll be right back, everyone.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We're intense discussion with Jody Sleeper Triplett on JST Coach Training Program. Jody, we've got 7 minutes to go, and for those callers on the line, if you're interested in asking a question of Jody, if you hit one, that'll kind of raise your hand. I'll know that you're interested in asking a question. If we have some time at the show, we'll try to get to you. If not, you just leave it the way it is. Jody, motivation. Talk about your model and motivation and your approach.
Well, the way that I see motivation in coaching people, anyone with ADHD, but when I look specifically at young people, that we need to have an external motivator before they reach a stage where they're internally motivated. So where a lot of parents will say, well, gee, you know, my child should just be happy that he got a good grade. That doesn't work. We need to find a motivational system, a way to say, you know, it's worth doing this because you're going to get something at the end. And it's not bribery. It's really an incentive toward working hard because it's so difficult for so many young people with ADHD to make progress. So in terms of a motivational approach, we want to, first of all, you want to look at reasonable goals, reasonable attainable goals, real small ones, like I'm going to do my homework tonight or I'm going to clean my room for 15 minutes a day. So it's different from I'm going to have an immaculate room all the time, and I'm going to get straight A's. And a lot of times that's what clients will come with. So we break the goals down into small pieces, have action steps so they know what they need to do every day to meet the goal, and at the end of every week, there's that carrot out there. There's that reward for making an effort, not just for getting something done, but for making an effort. Because it's so hard, as we know, for kids with ADHD to really move forward. If we can keep them going, then they see, gee, I actually met that goal, that little goal for the week. They develop more self-confidence, and the whole thing starts to go into a cycle of progress and success and more motivation, and it just builds on itself.
That you just, I think I got a little bit of an aha there. Setting up the external motivation, because adults many times when they're older are internally motivated for whatever reason, either something positive or something negative they want to move wave to. But I just, and I don't coach a lot of teens, but I would think that a 15-year-old, you say, what do you want coaching on today, or what are your goals? You get a lot of huh.
Yeah.
And the idea of walking in and saying, hey, listen, if we look at this, you see what this can kind of do as an external motivator to say, hey, listen, let's kind of move forward. That's it seems kind of powerful. It seems like it's and it's a different approach from what I've learned and what I've heard from other places. Of course, I haven't dealt a lot in the adolescent environment, but it seems to me that that's probably something that's unique to your program.
It is, and that's how the personal coaching agreement was developed, something that is unique to the program but also unique to each individual, and it really does make a difference. And those who have taken a look at what I've written in my book about this have that same aha moment of, wow, we never thought about doing it this way. And it really, it does help to implement change and to build self-confidence while these kids are making progress.
Jody, we've got about 3 minutes to go, and there's, let me ask you a question. Because there's a few other things I want to talk about before we sign off. Is there anything else that, with regard to your coach training program, that I haven't asked that you think the people, our listeners, should need to know?
Well, the other thing that I want to mention is that for people who don't get enough tonight, because Jeff and I could talk forever on this, and it's great, we do have some sessions set up to learn more about the coach training. So if you just go to my website and click on, we'll send you the information to call in. We have a call tomorrow night. And then we have another one later in the month. So if you need more information, just go to jstcoach.com and we'll give it to you. But as far as the training, I think the biggest thing is that what I find is at the end of the course, and we're finishing up one this week, that everyone comes out realizing that as much as we all think we know, that in community and in having an opportunity to talk about what's going on from our own experiences as well as what we're looking at professionally, everyone comes out with an amazing level of growth and a better understanding of themselves, who they want to coach, and how they want to approach it, especially in the youth market. And that's something that I'm really proud to say has made a difference in every class. I get those aha moments at the end when we wrap up and talk about what did you learn from the class, how do you see yourself going forward. People are really clicking with this and getting the passion about working with teens and young adults, which is really exciting for me.
That is exciting. A few things that I want to get in. So you have an informational call tomorrow night and one later this month, because you have a training class that's going to start early February?
Correct. First week in February we have classes starting.
So if you're interested out there, hit our website tonight or tomorrow, and you can maybe jump on the call tomorrow. If not, you
yep.
can get it later this month, because the session's going to be starting in February. So if you're interested in this, you might want to get on one of these things to learn more about it. That's the first thing. Second thing, can you give a quick synopsis of your book in about 20 seconds?
Oh, wow. It's a great book. Basically, Empowering Youth with ADHD is an overview of what we do in the course, but it takes you through the whole process, the coaching process, whether you're a coach, a parent, a professional trying to figure out what is this thing called coaching and should we refer out. So it gives all the steps to the coaching process, what it is, what it isn't, and how to apply it to young people with ADHD.
Oh, you did a very good job in your 20 seconds there.
Thank you.
Usually I'm running over. The other thing that I want to hype on is you flew to Atlanta before the holidays to film with CNN to do some stuff that's going to be taped. It's going to be a coaching session with somebody. And if I understand correctly, that we do not know when that's going to be aired yet, correct?
No, my hope and the expectation of the producers at CNN is it will happen later in January. What we're doing in another week or so, they need to do one more mini interview with the client on campus. She's going back to college, so we had to wait for the semester to start. And so we're putting that all together. We did interviews and coaching session. It'll be a CNN.com Health Minute. CNN headline news health minute.
And if you go to her website, if you follow her on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, we're going to try to get the word out when this happens. So if you're out there interested, just go out and listen. And with that, Jody, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff.
And everybody else, we'll catch you next week.